the door.
Oh, looking interesting. Lisa's working to figure out her bachelor's degree. She's nervous. People have talked to her and said, you're probably a really good teacher. And that makes her nervous. So we'll see how that ultimately works out. She's wanting to do her degree a little faster. I think that's probably wise. So that she can She's 56 now, you know, and it's like, who will ever want to even touch her? Anyway, so that's a good idea. And of course, I've been thinking about my PhD. Stumbled across one at Creighton University, which is a Jesuit school, and it's for $60,000 a year. It's an EdD, and I was trying to look at what actually constitutes the difference between an EdD. And a PhD, one is definitely of lower status. It's like, I want the lower status one, and you kind of go, well, it's a question of money. My neighbors has a pear tree that I'm not going to do anything about. So I'm a a little bit. I need to see how, well, those doctor programs are about $60,000. Do it, dog. Go away. Go away. Anyway, so thinking about that. The Ed D would be simpler. I mean, it seems more aligned with what I would ultimately do. I'm not a researcher as in original research. I'm a researcher as in looking up the research on this and looking more at practical applications. That's where my head goes. So, it doesn't seem like a bad road to take. I have to consider oneself. Did my cheek burst? Heck yeah. Well, cheap in service to something. I like the Crichton thing. Almost all the rest of them are Ed D's that have more to do with being a school teacher, you know? Oh, well. You know, this is the kind of degree of school administrator with that. Not terribly interested in that particular role, but think at that level. Brighton's program is 28,000. Most PhD programs are about 60. So, that appeals to me. All you can take, this is a doctorate in leadership. Gotta be statistical about it. Am I paid for the lesson? What should always be looked at is a statistical document, right? Leadership is the word used more often than any other. Well, except maybe crimes or something like that. Anyway. So, seems a good natural progression from where I am already. If I'm going to live to be my 80s or 90s. I'm going to stay busy. And, these kinds of advanced degrees will provide for that sort of position. I'm a generalist. I need to stay general. This is an interdisciplinary PhD. There's core class you have to take, a lot of electives, and then, of course, the dissertation, the big sucker. Oh, pardon me. Interesting as I've been in this adjunct class. Where I've been headed with it, I don't think I even consciously did it. We do a good job of finding ourselves. Just conducting our day-to-day business. It's like I continue doing the job I do now forever, and you go, I can. Do I want to? Not really. So, kind of what we're up to, what we're about. And practical? Yeah. Gotta be practical. So, you know, spend all my time doing abstract research on technique and stuff like that. Like, I'm more of a doer. Strangely, I end up being more of a doer than a thinker, which I thought was going to be the other way. But I find I get more satisfaction out of doing, so I better be careful. And you got to worry more about satisfaction. Not that PhDs can't be practical, too. You know, once you have the ultimate prize, you know, the world kind of opens up for you. So I've always caught a lot of very fortunate breaks, I think. I got the gumption to get my master's, and this time when Eastern was having to slough off most of its lower-degreed adjuncts as a bow to accreditation, so we're that's really what probably made my thing happen. Was they said we need some more masters, and I applied, and I'm doing it. So, like I'm making it on time. Good for me. Winter time, I walk faster because it's chilly. I'll warm you up. Warm you up, always. So that might be the right direction to go in. Okay. Oh, here. We're ready.